This year is sponsored in honor of Dovi Uriben Harav Yaakov Aaron, Yishalash Bracha Vatzlocha, in all his endeavors. We've been speaking about the three rules of being a Shomer Chinam. A Shomer Chinam is parted from anything except negligence. And we had different exceptions where he might even be parted from negligence if it's something that, like last week we spoke, if it's something that is not subject to Shmira, like a document, Karka, Eved, we spoke about that if he doesn't accept the Shmira, but he says, put it down in front of you, so he's certainly not a Shomer. We said if he didn't make a Kinyan yet, the Machlok is whether he's considered a Shomer yet, and then he's responsible for Shia. Tonight, I'd like to speak about, and this is a typical thing that can happen, someone asks you to watch their expensive items, they're going away, and you don't, you know, maybe you will be poshaya. Maybe you're going to go away and you forget something and you might end up doing something that is halachically negligent and you don't want to take that chance. But on the other hand, he's going away and he wants to rely on you watching his earrings, his wife's diamond earrings and all their silver and all the precious things they have. They want to bring it into your house. And you certainly will be, try to be careful, but what happens if you forget about it and you go away and you do something that's typically a Shia? What do you have to say to make you pata even from negligence? What do you have to do to be completely free of any liability? What does that entail? And we'll approach that with this tshuva in the Shvus Yankov. Shaila Yotes. It's an interesting shaila. There was a mitzvah, he says, that someone gave a pikadon of a closed box. It was closed, completely closed box. Please wash this for me. I'm going away. Right, so he wants him to wash that box. And the nifkah didn't know what was in it, right? The shomer doesn't know what's in the box. It's just a box. He doesn't know what's in there. Now, when Pesach came along, he got nervous. Maybe there's chametz in this box. Right, maybe there's chametz in the box. And he doesn't want to be over the issue of owning chametz on Pesach.
He did not own it.
Oh, wait.
I'm telling you the case. This is the case, right? This person gave him the box, the closed box to watch. I'm just starting the case. Right? He gave him this closed box to watch. He doesn't know what's in it. Pesach comes around and he's worried there might be bread in there. So what he did was, he put it in his room with his chametz and he sold it to the guy. And in those days, they really sold it to the guy. In those days, the guy took it. I mean, the guy took possession of that room. And because of that, the box got stolen through the hapshia, and that's the end of the story. So now the owner comes back with his box, and the shomer says, I thought there was chametz in it, so I gave it to the guy, and through the guy's negligence, they got lost. And the owner says, you know, that wasn't chametz in there, that was whatever it was. It was radio, whatever it was in the closed box. It wasn't any chametz. What did you give it to the guy for? I would have told you if it was chametz. So that's the shayla. Is he putter or is he chayla? Oh, by the way, I forgot to say this part. And the shomer said he's not taking any responsibility for it. And then that's the main topic of the night. So once again, let me just say the whole thing again, so that we will have this whole story out in the open. This is a Shvus Yaakov story. Someone gave a shomer a closed box. Please wash this for me for the next few months. Pesach rolls and the shomer agrees to take it, but on the condition that I'm not responsible. I'm not taking responsibility. I'll keep it in my house, but I'm not accepting any responsibility for it. Pesach rolls around and he's nervous that there might be chametz in it. He doesn't want to have this chametz. So he sells it to the guy. The guy is posheya in it. And it gets lost, and after Pesach he can't give it back to him. The owner comes and claims, wants his box back. And the shomer says, I don't have it anymore. So, and number one, I thought it was chametz, so that's why I sold it. And number two, I said, I'm not responsible. I accept it only with that responsibility. So what's that look? But first of all, whether he is called a Shia. So the first thing he dismisses is right away. He says, certainly, Well, first of all, why should you think it's chametz in there, right? Was it pshita giving it to the guy who ended up being kosheya? What right do you think? You heard the case. He gave him the clothes box, and the shomer says, "I'm not accepting responsibility." And Pesach comes around, and he says, "Maybe there's chametz in. I don't want chametz in my house." He sells it. See, and that also answers your question. He wasn't selling it because he's accepting shmirah. He's selling it because he thinks there's chametz in it, and he doesn't want it in his house. So he sells it to the guy. The guy's pesheya, and now it's lost. So this is my business. So first of all, you can. If it's in your rishos, you're doing him a favor. In fact, we're going to, I don't know if we'll speak about it, there's a big chuvas. If I give you my chametz, and you were pesheya and didn't sell it in time, and that's a pshia because you cost me, then now it's valueless. Yeah, right? You can say, Aresha Chalapanach. Right, that was part of the shmira. So let's see what he is. First of all, is he a pesheya? So he says, Vadai, he's pesheya. Because, he says, Ain't Zarech Lipman, nothing you can talk about. Because you didn't know for sure there's chametz in it. And even if there was chametz in it, since he didn't accept achrayis, remember the beginning of Sochem over there. The only time you're chayiv on chametz in your rishus is if you're chayiv in achrayis. If it's lo kibul of achrayis, so then it's not your chametz. So you don't have to sell it. So the act of selling it is certainly a pshia. That he dismisses right away. Okay, so he should not have sold it. First of all, he had no reason to think it is chametz. And even if it is chametz, the fact that he wasn't a Kabbalah Achrayus means that he's not responsible for it. So he wasn't doing it for the other guy's good. He was doing it for his good. He didn't want to be Chayiv on Ba'yirah or in Pesach. So he wouldn't have been Chayiv Ba'yirah because Lo Kibul Achrayus, the beginning of Sochem, that's what you're over there. So he certainly was Toshaya. And this is not, that's not what this year is about. This year is about the second part. He was Posheya, but does his Tanai work? Right, like we started off. If I want to be exempt from any liability, can I make a Tanai that I want to be exempt? So, what's the Machlokas Rishonim? The Mishnah in Bava Metzia, it's similar to last week's Mishnah. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia says like this, Sanidal Amid Aleph. Masna Shamachinam, a Shamachinam can make a Tanai. Liyas pater mishvua, that he wants to be pater from a shvua. Normally, if someone's watching something and it gets stolen or lost, he's pater, but he has to make a shvua. So the shemachinam can say, "Look, I'll watch your thing for you. I'll menas that I don't have to make a shvua if there's gneiva of a veda. You just trust me, and I'll be pater." V'hashoel, a borrower can make a tanai liyas pater min l'shalim. He can make a shoel is always chayiv no matter what, unless it's mesa machas malacha. Even onus he's chayiv for it. So the shoel can make a tanai. I want to borrow your car with a stipulation that I'll be pater if something happens to it. Right? He can make a tanai as long as both parties agree. Also, an osi socher a socher, and a shomer socher could make a tanai the espetur mishvul l'shalim. They can make a shvul to be pater from a shvul and l'shalim. The Mishnah then continues, call a masa mashakaz v'torah tina a bottle. Anyone that makes a stipulation connected, what's written in the Torah, it's a bottle tonight, so what the Gemara asks, so how can the Reisha say you can make a tonight? Frank the Gemara, my, how can you make a how can a shomer, in all these cases, how can they make tonight to say they'll be part from a shulim, part from paying, it should be masa mashakaz v'torah. The call a masa mashakaz v'torah tina a bottle. So the Gemara answers first, Hamani Rav Yehuda, this goes like Rav Yehuda Davish Shavim Amit in Ol Kain. Rav Yehuda says, Masa Masha, because the Torah is only no good if it's something in Isser. You marry someone Amanas, you won't be chayiv in the Chiyuva, and the Chiyuva in the Torah gives for Nisuin. But if it's something between Mammon, so anything with monetary, I can make any deal I want. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. So Gemara slugs that up, and the Gemara finally says it could even be Rav Meir. It's even like Rav Meir, who holds you can't be Masa Masha Kasa B'Torah even by Mammon. The shiny hach is different here. Then Mi'ikara lo shiva in nafshe, he said, I'm not going to be Meshuvan more than what I said. I'm willing to be your shomer, but I don't want to accept any more responsibility than what I said. I'm willing to be a shomer chinam, but I don't want to make a shvua. I'm willing to be a shomer sachar socher, but I don't want to pay. I'm willing to be a shomer, I don't want to pay. Right? L'chadchil, he only, like you said, he mapped out the type of shomer he wants to be. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now the Hagos HaShri has a deal. He brings from Rabbi Salal May Regensburg. Right, look at the Mishnah. It's a similar thing to last week. Masa Shamachinam Leah's part of Mishvua. A Shemachim can make a Tanai to be part of her Mishvua. A Sholel can make a Tanai to be part of her Pei. Why didn't the Mishnah say simply, Ama Hashem Achinam could also make a Tanai to be part of him paying? Why does it only say, Hashem Achinam can make a Tanai to be part of him a Shavua? Why did it not say that Hashem Achinam could say, look, I'm willing to watch your thing, but I want to be Pater if I'm negligent? So this Rabbeinu Betzalel, Meir Regensburg says, since it didn't say that Hashem Achinam can make the Tanai to be part of him paying, it must be that he's never going to be Pater if he was Poshaya, even if he made a Tanai. We'll have to see the Svara. But the diuk he's making is, it seems to be a good diuk. Master Shemachinam, he is Pater Mishvua. He's Pater from Shvua, not Pater from Pain, like it said by the other Shomer. That's the diuk he makes. The Mihiri disagrees. The Mihiri on this mission over there says that really he could also make a Tanai to be Pater from Poshaya, but he said that's not such a likely case. Like, who's going to give something to someone knowing that he's allowed to be negligent? So since it's not such a likely case, so the Mishnah said a case where he says he wants to be part of a Mishvua. But certainly if the two people would agree that I'm giving you this thing to watch, Amenasa Yepater from Shia, the two people can make any deal they want. That's what the Mishnah says. But Bechara, we have Amachlokes Vashonim. Can I stipulate that I will watch your object for nothing on the condition that I'm punted from negligence? So the Befeir Shemachlokes Vashonim. Now there's other ways that Achronim talk about, before we see the Svaras between them, just this Diuk in the Mishnah. The Achronim give two other answers. Right? The Mirai always had a Pashat answer. The Mishnah could have said the case of Shia, but it's not so likely, so it didn't say that. The Tver Shmuel, right there on the Hagos HaShvi, he says that it's no Rai, because just like last week, right, last week we said the din of Shtaros, Karkos, and Kasavis says, there the Mishnah said, Hashem Achinam is Patim Eli Shava, and Hashem Asachar is Patim Eli Shali. So we just mentioned Derech Agav there, that the Rambam was Medayik, that shows that Hashem Achinam is Chai for Pshi in such cases. But most posts can disagree with the Rambam. So why does the Mishnah over there just say that the Hashem Achinam is Patim from Shvua? Why didn't it say Hashem Achinam is Patim from paying? So the Rush over there said that because the Pasuk says about Shemachinah, the Pasuk that the Darshan is talks about Shvua, that Shemachinah is chayiv to swear, then he should make a Shvua. So that's why the Mishnah says Shvua, but it could have said Pshia, that he's parted from paying for Pshia also. So the professional says the same thing could be over here also, that he really could have said Patim Ela Shalim. He could make a Shvua to be Patim Ela Shalim, but he wants to say, because the Pasuk always talks about Shvua, so that's why the Mishnah only mentions Shvua, not Milashali. So like a technical answer. The Shvus Yaakov says, Lundishoteretz. He says, what's the Mishnah trying to teach us here? The Mishnah is trying to teach us that there are exceptions to Masna Mashakasa B'Torah. The Mishnah is talking about the different rules of stipulations. One is that you can't make a stipulation against what's written in the Torah, but by a Shomer they can. A Shomer can stipulate what's not in the Torah. So the Shvus Yaakov says, if you accept upon yourself to wash something, amenas that you're patur from even negligence, so that means you're not a shomer. Right? So Lom de Shosvar, he's saying, you're not a shomer. So you don't. So it's no chiddush that's not called masna mashakasta b'torah, because masna mashakasta b'torah is if you're a shomer. The Torah says if you're getting paid, so then you have to be chayiv on gneiva aveda. If you're borrowing it and you could use it, then you're chayiv on everyone on us also, and you start making stipulations. So there, I might think you're masna masha kasa b'torah. Same thing, Hashem Echinam. If it's geneva veda, you have to swear, and you stipulate that you are only accepting it upon yourself on the condition that you don't have to make a shvua. So there, the Mishnah has to tell us a chiddush that's not called a stipulation against the Torah, because in the beginning you only mapped out, you carved out, this is the type of shmira you're accepting upon yourself. That's a chiddush. But to say Hashem Echinam can accept upon himself, I'm washing it, I'm not chayiv in anything, that's saying that I'm accepting it on the condition I'm not a shomer. So that would be no chiddush. So the Shvus Yaakov says that's why the Mishnah didn't say Master Hashem Echinam li'as patim mishvua li'os patim ilashalim, because that would be no chiddush. But avadi, the halacha is, he says, not like the Hagos HaShvi. He says a lashon that yishtak adavar such things, and he says the poskim don't bring this hagas hashvi because there's no svar for it. Certainly, if two people make a stipulation and he agrees, the owner agrees that the shomer won't be chayiv for shia, so he's not going to be chayiv for shia. That was a stipulation. The deal's the deal. They both agree. Not even agrees with Bishvas Yakim though. The Shuvas Lechem Rav is the Shuvas of the Lechem Mishnah. The Machne Ephraim, they both defend the Hagolas HaShvi, and they say a Svara. The Lechem Rav, the Lechem Mishnah says his Svara is that you can't make a Tanai that you're going to be Mazik some. He's going before with the Rambam Shita that she is like a Mazik. So I can't make a stipulation. I'm making a stipulation that I'm going to be mazik you. It's also to be mazik some. And you can't make a stipulation. You're going to do something that's also. It's also to be mazik. And if you hold shias like a mazik, you can't make such a stipulation. The Machna Prime says something that's a little bit more hearable. He says that we have a rule in different places in Shas that if I say something, I make a certain tenai, but my actions show that I don't mean it, my stipulation is worthless. Over here, I'm saying that I am accepting to watch it, but I'm announced that I'm not chayiv in anything. Right? Which means I'm not a shomer, like we said in Shvus Yaakov says. But then I go take it in my house, so my action is contradicting my statement. I said I'm not going to be a shomer. Right? That's what it really boils down to. I said I'm not going to be a shomer. On the other hand, I took it into my house, and my action said I am a shomer. So in such a case, the Machne Ephraim says, my action contradicts what my words say, so my words are meaningless. And the Tzvi Choshen continues, that's why a shomer sacher, though, a shomer sacher could say, I want to be patur from Geneva Vaveda, because, or a shomer could say, I want to be patur from an onus, because then his action of taking it into the house is no contradiction, because he could say, I'm taking it into the house to be chayiv for pshia, to be chayiv for Geneva Vaveda. But if I said I'm not going to be chayiv for anything, so then I'm saying I'm not a shomer at all. By taking into the house, I'm contradicting my statement, and that makes my statement meaningless. So it ends up to machlokas. It ends up the Lechem Rav, the Lechem Mishnah, the Machne Ephraim agree with Hagolas Hashvi and hold that you can make a condition. You cannot make a condition that you're going to be putter from Shia. The Meiri, the Shvus Yaakov, Tver Shmuel, they hold that you can make such a condition. You can make a stipulation, you can be part of it even from Shia. But in the lungs of it, there's another machlokus which crosses the boundaries of this first machlokus, and that is, what's the lungs of someone accepting to watch something, Amanasi's part of it even from Shia? According to, like we said, the Shvus Yaakov says Befeirush, and the Machne Ephraim seems to say it also. They both hold that if I say I'm watching it on the condition that I am putter from Shia, that is tantamount to saying I'm not watching it. I'm not a shomer. So according to the Shvus Yaakov, that means that I could make a stipulation that I'm not a shomer. The Mishnah didn't say that case because it's so pashut. It's not masna mashakas b'zorah. The Mishnah didn't say it. What I'm saying is, look, keep it in my house, but I'm not a shomer at all. I'm not a shomer. The Machne Ephraim says, adarav. The fact, since such a stipulation says means that you're not a shomer, when you take it into your house acting like a shomer, that action contradicts your statement, and you become a shomer because your words become meaningless since you contradicted them through your action. That's the way they look at it. And then Teperi Shmuel and the Lechem Rav, they don't hold. They hold you could be a shomer, like Daniel was saying. You could be a shomer even though you're not accepting any responsibility at all. Because I'm watching it, it's in my house. Look, I hope I won't be pushy. I just want to have that safety net. Then, in case I am pushy, I shouldn't be chayiv. But look, I'll try to watch it for you. I just don't want to be responsible. So they say that you are a shomer. So according to them, the machlokus is, why didn't it put in? If you hold like the Miri, why isn't it put in the Mishnah? According to the Miri, it's because it wanted to say more shkiach case. According to Tzvi Shmuel, it wants to say the case which is a befeir shapasik. And the Lechem Rav says, no, they didn't put it in the Mishnah because Allah is, if you accepted Amanas that you're not going to be chayiv b'shia, you're going to be chayiv on b'shia. Why is that? Because that's not a good stipulation, because when you say you're not going to be chayiv b'shia, you're saying you're going to be mazik, and that's like tenai against what's written in the Torah. Right? So the Lumdus, the Machlumdus and Lumdus cuts across party lines over here. Right? It's not the shittasim that they hold that you're not a shomer at all, and the others hold you are a shomer. You could hold either way and still come to a different outcome, whether you're chayv or pshia. So based on this, we would be left with a machlokas and say that if you made such a stipulation, I will watch your thing on the condition that I'm not chayv for pshia, it'd be a machlokas rishonim, a machlokas aposkim, and you know, if you want to do what's right, it should be that they can't be matzi mamon, because you say I hold like those that hold on pater, but it's a machlokas. You know, the Hagos HaShvi, the Lechem Mishnah, the Machne Ephraim, all hold that you'd be chayv. The thing is, there's another issue, there's another machlokas, and that's based on this Mishnah and Gemara in Menachos Daf Tuf Tes. And this talks about a case where you didn't even say specifically. Here the Rishonim are talking about a case where you didn't make a specific tonight. This is a Mordechai Bamasiya Daf Tehom Beis. He's talking about a case where, I think it's from the Marami Rutenberg, that he's talking about a case where I didn't even say explicitly that I'm watching it on the condition that I'm parted from Shia. He just said the words, I watch it, but I don't accept responsibility, the way we started the evening. He didn't say explicitly, I want to be parted from Shia. He said, I watch it, but I don't accept responsibility. What do those words mean when you say, I accept to watch it, but I don't accept responsibility? You could say one of two ways. You could say, I don't accept responsibility like for big things. I don't accept responsibility for an onus. I don't maybe accept responsibility for a geneva v'aveda. But saying I don't accept responsibility for pshia, that might be going too far to say that that's what those words mean. Maybe they don't. It doesn't go that far. Or it doesn't mean when I say I don't accept responsibility, it means I don't want to accept responsibility even for pshia. That's the shaila. So as I say those words, I don't accept responsibility, did I mean even from Shia, which will be a machlokas rishonim, or in this case, maybe it doesn't even l'chachila mean I want to be exempt from responsibility from Shia, it just means I'm from normal responsibility of Gneva Veda. So the Mordechai, according to the Maran, brings an interesting raya from Menachos. The Mishnah Menachos says like this, Hare Alai Ola, if someone says a neder, right? Hare Olai Ola. He says, I am obligating myself, not a specific animal, I'm obligating myself to bring an Ola. When you make a neder, if you start bringing one carbon to the base of Mikdash and it gets ruined on the way, you still have to bring another one. If you say Hare Zu, this is a carbon in a Dava, and that one gets ruined, so then what can you do? It got ruined. But here he accepted upon himself an obligation to bring a carbon. But he said, Shakivin of Veis Chonyo. He wants to bring it, he wants to be makivit in the house of Chonyo. Veis Chonyo is a whole story at the end of Menachos over there, that he was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, and there was a whole machlokis when Shimon HaTzadik died, who was going to be the Yoresh. There's two versions in the Gemara at the end of Menachos, but whatever it was, it ended up that he ran away to Alexandria in Mitzrayim, and he built a bama over there called Veis Chonyo. Now it's aser to be makif something there. We'll assume that it's not the shame of Avodah Zarah. But it's aser to be makif something over there. But this person said, I'm Harei Alai Ola that I want to bring to Beis Chonyo. So the Mishnah says, Pasha Yaakov Enevi Mikdash. You said Harei Alai Ola. The fact that you said you want to bring it to Beis Chonyo, that's impossible. That's a bama. It's aser to bring there. So you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah concludes, in the Krim of the Beis Chonyo, nevertheless, if he was Makavit in Alexandria Mitzrayim, he was Makavit in Beis Chonyo, then he's Yotza. He's Yotza, he is Chiyuv. Right? It's Paladik. The Gemara asks, Yotza, Hamikta Kotla, he killed the animal. That's not taking an animal to, he says he's going to bring an Ola. He took it to Beis Chonyo. Beis Chonyo is not a Beis HaMikdash. It's a Bama where it's also to bring a carbon. He killed an animal over there. How can you say that he's Yotze, his Chiyuv? He said he's going to bring an Ola and he didn't do anything. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Nasa Kama Harei Olai Ola. When he said his statement, it's tantamount to him saying, Harei Olai Ola, I'm accepting him myself to bring an Ola. I'm in Nash Lo Es Chayiv Achriyosa, but I don't want to be Chayiv in its Achrayis. I don't want to be liable to take responsibility for anything that happens. So the Mordechai says, you see from here, certainly this was a pshia. I say I'm going to bring an olam, and instead of taking to the base of Mikzah, take it to the base Cholnya where it's aser, and I kill it there. But the Gemara still says, since I said I'm accepting upon myself an olam on the condition that I shouldn't be responsible, on the condition I'm not accepting responsibility, I'm pater. Even though, and even here it's even worse, here I was mazik myself, I took it to, and got it killed. And maybe I was even the shochet myself, the yisrael could be a shochet.
It would be like Svar if he pushed off the cliff and pater also.
Yeah, that's what some want to say. Some want to say, even if you push, some want to say that if you say I'm not responsible, even if you're mazik be a dayim, you're pater. The Ketos brings from the Tumah like that, he disagrees with them, but we'll see in a second. We'll see. So, okay. Right? You hear the Raya? He's saying, when he said I'm bringing Ola to Beis Chonya, it's like I'm saying I'm accepting upon myself an Ola Amenas, I'm not responsible for it. And the case is that it was certainly a Pshi, if not worse, and still we're saying that he's Yati, fulfilled his obligation, he's not Chayiv, and not Chayiv. So the Mordechai says the same thing would be if I say I'm watching your object, I'm an asset, but I don't want to be held responsible for it, I don't accept responsibility, I am put to even from Shia. That's what the Mordechai says. The Marit disagrees. The Marit says that suppose you find something, if you find an Aveda, right, you can't be Poshea with it. If you're a Shomer Aveda, Shomer Aveda is at least a Shomer Chinam, maybe even a Shomer Sachma, but at least it's a Shomer Chinam, and if you're watching an Aveda, you're Chayiv for a Pshia. So how can you say that I'll watch it, I'm not responsible, and say that you could be Chayiv, that you could be parted from Shia? What's the shot of the Gemara in Menachos? The Gemara in Menachos is Lav Dafka. The Gemara didn't mean to say, just like you said, that's an Ola, I'm a Nasir, I'm not Chayiv Achrayus. It meant, I'm bringing it as an Ola, Amenas, that if I take it to Beis Chonyo, I'll be potter. Because that's what he did, Lemaisa. And the Gemara just didn't want to go into the details and say, Amenas, I'll take it to Beis Chonyo. So the Gemara used that lashon loosely. Lav davka es chai b'achriyusa. From that loose lashon, you can't bring a ride that whenever I say, I'm not mekab achrayus, I can even be posheya. So that's what the Marid holds. The Shos Yaakov disagrees, again, it's the same tshuva. And he says, no, the Gemara is dafka. The Gemara says, Amenas shalom es chai b'achriyusa, you have to say, the Gemara said it. It's Amenas shalom, I'm not chai b'achrayus, I can even be posheya. And the svar is, right, what's the svar? How about the svar? Right, why am I not considered a Shomer Aveda? So he says, the svar is that, let's look what happened over here. I'm the owner, and I ask you to watch this for me, and you say, okay, I'll watch it, but I'm not accepting responsibility. So when I give it to such a person, it's almost like I'm mafgir it, because Shvus Yaakov Shiktasa, that holds that he's not really becoming a Shomer at all. Okay, leave it in the house, but it's like nothing. So if I'm willing to give it to such a person, it's not like an Aveda. An Aveda is, it's my thing that I lost, and it's still, until I'm a Yaish, it still belongs to me. I wasn't mafgir it, and you have to watch it. And if you're a Poshe, you're a Shomer Chinam, and you're Chayiv. But if I give it to you and you tell me you're not going to be responsible, you don't want to be held responsible, so in that case, it's like I gave up my ownership of it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're allowed to go stamp on it, like you said in the beginning. That's becoming be a dayim, that could be osir. I wasn't really mafgirit. But I am mafgirit, I'm relinquishing rights, any claims I have against you being prosheya in it. So, this is a second lamdasha machlokas. What happens when I say I will watch it, but without responsibility? So according to the Marit, I can say I'm not responsible, but I'm no worse than a Shomer Aveda. I'm still watching an Aveda, and it makes me a Shomer Chinam, and I'll be Chayiv for Pshia. According to the Shus Yaakov, when I say such a Lashon to you, since that implies that I'm going to be Patur from Pshia, like he held earlier, and you agree to give it to me, so then you've given up your rights to that object in case there's a Pshia. You've given up your rights. So if it ends up there getting lost based on my Pshia, so I'm going to be Patur. Now this halacha is passed by, the first halacha is not mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, but this halacha is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Ayin Beis. It's the bottom of the handout. Hamalva Mashkan, it's talking about a halva. But Bishas Kabbalah and Mashkan, when the Mav accepted the Mashkan Arman, he said, Ain't even I don't want to be responsible for it. Ainu Afila Shamachinam, he's not even a Shamachinam, but Pata Afila Mepshiyah, and he's part of his Pashayah. The Ramah also Paskins later, Shinhei, Amr Stam, Amenashal, was Chai Bachri Yusuf, if a Shamah says, I don't want to be responsible for it, Pata Afila Mepshiyah, he's part of even from Shia. So the Shvus Yaakov says, Pitzchei Choshen much later says the same thing, that if the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that you're pater, even when you said the words, I don't want to accept responsibility, Kol Shken you'll be pater when you explicitly say tonight that I don't want to be chayiv for pshia. So the Shvus Yaakov himself paskens that, first of all, he said, certainly when the chametz, that closed box, you didn't have to suspect it was chametz and you had no right selling it, that's a pshia. It was a pshia to give it to the guy. But since you said that you're not accepting responsibility, so then we don't care that you're a pshia, you're a pater from pshia because you said that you're not going to accept responsibility. So once he says that, so then he said, I don't have to discuss the third issue was, do I believe you what was in it, because I'm pater no matter what you say was in it, because a pshia is pater. But like we saw, that's the Shvus Yaakov's opinion, and it isn't really so clear on Shulchan Aruch. I mean, it's a machlokes Hagos HaShvi holds that from that diuk, he holds that you can't be pater from Shia. We said the svara could be because your action shows that you are accepting that shmir. If we hold that those words mean that you're not going to be a shomer, you bring in your house, that's contradicting your words, or the fact that to say that you're not going to accept Shia is like being masna, is making a tanai against the Torah. So they both hold that you can't make a tanai on the other. And we saw the Shvus Yaakov holds you can, the Tzvara Shmuel, the Miri said you can. So that's a machlokas. And then we said, if you just say the worst lash, Eina Mekabel Achrayis, I'm not accepting Achrayis, so there's that other issue of maybe it's, I just mean that I'm not accepting normal achrayis, but not from Shia. The Shvus Yaakov says, and then I'll be a shomer aveid, I'll be chay from Shia. And the Shvus Yaakov says, and you're part of there also. So the Maisa, to avoid all problems, is Sefer Dinei Mamonos that we use sometimes from a Batsri. He suggests to say such a lashon. And like we said in the beginning, all these things can only work if it's before you took the object. Once you take that object into your possession as a regular shomer, so then you're going to need a kinyan, you're going to need a full mechila from the owner to get yourself out. So he says, if you don't want to be a shomer, you should say such a lashon in the beginning, before you accept it. Ani mochan lekabe mincha chevet zeh. I'm prepared to accept this object from you. Amenashelo yiyeli din shomer klal. On the condition that I don't want to be a shomer at all. Well, as chayev afilu b'pshia, I don't want to be chayev even with pshia. Right? He's saying that long. I don't want to be a shomer at all. Ve'heya nemen alecha b'koma sheno gei l'chevet zeh. I want you to trust me whatever I say happened to it. B'li shvuas v'chayem klal. I shouldn't have to make any shvua. And I want to have the right to leave it wherever I leave my own property. And then he says that it's better to make this condition in front of Adam, so there shouldn't be, that the owner shouldn't say, you never made such a condition afterwards. So that is the advice given by Rav Batsvi to make sure that you're pater. Lamaisa is, even if you didn't make all these stipulations, you just said simply, I'll wash it for you, but I don't accept responsibility, which I think that's what people do. There is certainly a good case that Shulchan Aruch seems to pass clearly, the Ramah seems to pass clearly, that he would be part of even from Shia, but just to make sure, it's better to spell it out clearly, I wash it on this condition, and I don't want, you should have to trust me no matter what happens, and then you'll avoid all problems.